Yo, 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 what is going on? It's your boy, Katsumoto. Your grown boy. Your man boy. Your boy. Hello, it's your boy. I'm settling into a seat now. So, today I'd like to talk to you about, really quickly, just SRS and really quickly, just enunciating, SRS and pacing. It's something we've talked about this before. I've talked about this before, and hopefully you've been listening. Hopefully you've had a chance to maybe, look, I think that's a... It's either an audio or a video or something. Anyway, but I've talked about, why I have spent so much time talking philosophy and not concrete tools. It's because tools without philosophy, it's like giving someone a loaded gun without instructions. It's a recipe for injury, not so much to others in this case, but to self. It's a recipe for disaster, really. I have definitely found that to be the case. You know, here's a gun. No talk about trigger discipline or where you're pointing that thing, right? Or that's why. But, you know, there are times when it is quite essential to talk about concrete things, and this is definitely one of those times. You can't live on philosophy or get things done on philosophy alone, but you definitely do need philosophy to get things done the right way, to guide you. But this is a case more of, is more concrete than philosophical, and it's about pacing during the day, SRS timing. So, I don't like calling it the agent method, but I'm going to just because it's easier than just calling it what we're doing here. Anyway, so within the so-called agent method, this idea of, I misspoke, what I mean is within the so-called agent method, SRSing is the closest thing to, a school-like experience in terms of, it's deliberate. SRSing is going to tend to be, it's deliberate practice, it's conscious practice, it's closer to conscious learning, right? And so what tends to happen with SRS, even to me, by the way, in the past, is you bring in your biases and your action biases, your kind of habits and biases inculcated by the school system, and the meaning by which I mean just any kind of system where kids are bored and forced to do boring things, right? And you kind of have that kind of scholastic pacing, this idea where you're going to sit down, get your rep done, you're going to sit down and sit down, really focus, and the idea of, what constitutes studying, what constitutes a normal session. So I think there's this idea people have, they're going to be seated, for 45, 60, 90 minutes doing their SRS reps in one sitting, and that's possible, but that is pretty much the worst way of doing it. I would advise against that strongly. So doing your SRSing in one session is kind of like saying, instead of, 5, 10, 15, 20 sessions per day, and I'm serious about that, like just a dozen sessions per day, short sessions per day, doing your SRSing like that. So doing your SRSing in one sitting is kind of like saying, well, I won't go to any practice games, I won't do any practices, I won't go to practice, I won't go to the gym, I won't play in the regular season, but I will be there for game 7 of the finals, right? Maybe show up for the playoffs and game 7 of the finals. And it's like, that's not how it works, bro, you know what I mean? To use a sports metaphor to describe it. And so really, it's the SRS is a sprint sport. It requires short bursts of intensely focused mental energy. It's not, in that sense, quite unlike immersion, which is very ambient. You're just kind of there, I don't mean that bad, but it's you're focused on hearing as many words as possible, to get to the 20 million plus, you're going to want to hear in order to become fluent. It's an estimate, but it's a good one, I think. I think it's a good estimate for now. 20 million you're shooting for. So it's more diffused. There's some ebb and flow. It's very sinusoidal. It's not exclusive. It's a promiscuous energy. Is that really coining a phrase or just using a phrase? Anyway, that's immersion. Whereas SRSing is extremely focused. It's much more exclusive energy. You need to be focused to be looking at the thing. Let's say you're doing MCDs, or even if you're doing conjure reps, either way, you need to be focused. You're looking at the question, producing the answer, and checking your answer. You're checking the answer you produced against what's there. Or, the old school sentence cards, which I don't recommend so much anymore because MCDs are better, but, with the old sentence cards, you'd be reading the sentence, making sure you understand it, checking and make sure you read it aloud and understand it, and then checking your comprehension, what you thought was your comprehension against the information on the back, whether that's readings, pronunciation guides, or readings, or the meanings of the words in it. But anyway, with MCDs, you're gonna look around the context and try to guess the answer, and then check your answer against what you guessed. So you need to focus. But again, you can only focus like that for so long. You can't sprint. You simply can't sprint for 26 miles, even if you're Kenyan, right? You can't, like, it's different pace. Long distance pacing is not the same as short distance pacing. In fact, speaking of Kenyan runners, long distance races like the marathon, Kenyan runners are often pause and walk, and it's not arrogance. It's about pacing. It's about using your body optimally. And so again, you can't sprint for a long time. You just can't. That's not the nature of a sprint. But the SRS is a sprint sport, which means it's intense, short focus. You know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes at a time. You're deeply focused. You're doing it. That's all you're doing. You're putting all your mental energy and mental and perhaps even some physical energy into it. And you do it, and then you stop. And then you stop, and then you do something again. And so in this sense, SRSing is actually closer to critical frequency. So that makes sense. Critical frequency is this, it's a hypothesis, a hunch hypothesis, this idea that the frequency of exposure matters even more, to a language matters even more than volume. Not the volume doesn't matter, but that if you focus on frequency, you'll get volume and retention, right? Now, it's still a hunch hypothesis in terms of immersion, because we also need to deal with the fact that we need to be, have heard millions of words in the language to get good, right? Is that a fact? Well, that's definitely a fact for children, and we're in many ways imitating them. In my experience, critical frequency might allow us to escape that, but I wouldn't bet on it, right? I wouldn't bet on it completely. It's an idea worth trying, but if we're talking about, let's talk about what we've proved already has worked, you're going to need to be exposed to millions of words in the language. So there's a volume component to that that's important, right? Now, so whereas with SRSing really does work like critical frequency, in that you're going to want to do it in small chunks so you can focus and rest and also so that you can actually do it. I don't expect anyone living, a real life, or even not living a real life, by the way. Oh, interesting, yeah. Let's talk about something. Okay, let me finish that, and then we'll talk about... Let me just finish that thought, and then we'll talk about the new thought. Okay, so I don't expect anyone living a real life, or even an unreal life, frankly, to, just magically have 45, 60, 90 minutes per day they can sit at the computer and do focused language study. And I'm not saying no one has that time. People have the time. I simply don't expect people to have the time and energy to do that in one sitting all the time. It's not sustainable. And so, which brings me to another idea, which is, think something I've avoided talking about, but there is, I'll just talk about it obliquely. There is a thing going on in the world right now that has many people many more people working from home than ever before. People who've never had the experience of working from home before, and as many people also not working from home, just being at home and not working. So there's a thing that's going on, and it's causing a lot of people to do that. And may, going forward, it may change the world to an extent, change the world such that more people are working from home on a permanent basis. Now, I've been working from home since 2007, so a very long time now. And let me assure you, it's fun, it's great. But this idea that you just have infinite time is not the case. Someone who works from home, how much more time do you have? You don't have commuting, and you don't have complex grooming requirements, right? But other than that, what does that really add to? It doesn't give you infinite time. It gives you a few more hours, maybe 4 more hours more, depending on who you're talking to, maybe 4, maybe even 6, but let's say at least 4 more hours more than other people. People who commute to work. And so a lot of people have this idea it's the idea that every college student who's ever been on Thanksgiving break thinks, I'm gonna have this week, I'm gonna get so much work done. No, you're not. And it's because, first of all, you don't have 168 hours. Thanksgiving break's a week. You do not have 168 hours to do your work. You're gonna be sleeping for 56 of those hours minimum, right? And then so take that off the table, and then you're gonna need some maintenance. And then so at most maybe you have 56 hours, which isn't that much. And that's pushing it, really. And then if you just look at lots of inefficiency, so maybe divide that into two. So you have maybe 23 hours spread out over this week to do a month's worth of work that you're behind on. It's unlikely that you'll be done as quickly as you think. And plus, you're in a different environment. You don't have all the tools you need. You don't have labs aren't open. TAs don't access. You don't have access to TAs. You've got family stuff you're dealing with because it's Thanksgiving break. Again, and anyone who's ever had a time windfall has been gravely disappointed to see that not only are they not accomplishing the magic they thought they'd accomplished. But you know, I'm hearing from lots of EJTers and prospective EJTers who, you know, they want to get onto really focusing on a language. Maybe it's Japanese, maybe it's another language, and they're not doing it. They're doing even worse than that. Not only they're not doing as well as they expected, they're doing even worse than they expected. I mean, I've communicated with people who are doing less Japanese now than they were when they were, you know, in school full time. And they're doing less Japanese now with nothing else going on in their life in terms of things that they have to do, in terms of regular duties, right? Other than, you know, personal maintenance. Yeah, so that's, and I talked about this a long time ago, wrote about this a long time ago, and it's the whole the kind of lottery winner syndrome applied to time, thinking that this windfall is just is infinite. This time windfall or cash windfall is infinite, and so you can just throw caution to the wind and throw all good sense to the wind, right? Like common sense no longer applies to you. It simply isn't the case. Time and money, even when you have a lot, they're both still finite. They both still require you to practice good time management, good money management, good financial management. So that's something we could all learn, right? Something we could all improve. So, how this applies to SRS is again, this idea you have infinite time through your SRS, or that it's just not going to happen. Somehow it doesn't work out that way. Whereas if you, but anyone can find, you know, 3 minutes, right? Anyone can find, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to do some reps. Anyone can focus for like 3 minutes, you know? You can do that. And then you stop. Like it's a finite, there's a timer, you can see the timer. The timer rings, the timer flashes, and you're done. That's it, you're done. For now, you know? You're done. Respect the timer. Take a break, maybe come back, maybe not. Obviously you come back, you need to come back. But, you know, take a break. And then come back, you know, maybe an hour later. You're doing that, if you're doing that every waking hour, that's 16 trips, right? That's amazing. It's really good. And that's sustainable. Anyone can find snippets of time. And so, which comes back to, like, people, ironically, even for me, my performance at university was as an undergraduate was better when I had a job that I needed to go to. Like, because it just, I had a couple semesters where I didn't work. I quit working. I was like, I'm going to focus on my studies. Like those, and things went badly. This idea that I had infinite time meant I, you know, it was Parkinson's law. Work expands to fill the time available for it. Whereas when you, and so it just like everything just took longer and didn't get done. It was terrible. Whereas when you have a job, you sign up. You know, you're committed to go and work. You need to stop at some point. You stop. Ironically, so and that those constraints actually create creativity, right? Well, I just have 3 minutes here, 3 minutes there, so I'll do what I can. These 3 minutes, these 5 minutes, you're doing what you can. What's called tsukima jikan in Japanese, right? Kind of like the interstitial time, time between other stuff. Ironically, though, there's a great deal. There's so much of that time. If you take that time and apply these little snippets of time and apply that, to your SRSing, to your immersion, to everything, to anything you need to move forward, you'll make incredible strides. You might make so many strides you end up writing up a website about it. So that's the miracle of interstitial time, of time boxing, whether deliberate or kind of whether conscious or unconscious. Like basically, like doing stuff because you only have a few minutes before your next commitment. That's kind of an unconscious, like an implicit time box. And the explicit time box is like, well, no, you've said, you know, you have full control over your time. But you also know that you do not have infinite time and you don't have infinite energy. So you're gonna set aside this time for, let's say, SRSing, and you're gonna sprint on that, and you are gonna focus like your life depended on it. And it's a wonderful thing, like to bring all your energies to bear, like this kind of forced concentration. Like I don't know if you, it's kind of niche, but I don't know. So you probably haven't heard of, maybe you haven't, but you probably haven't heard of Ginga Eiyu Densetsu, the Legend of the Galactic Heroes. Great novel series, even greater in my opinion, anime. Well, I mean, novels, no, actually they're both pretty good, but very sarcastic novel series. And so in that, there's a character called Yang Wenli, blah, blah, blah. The point being, he uses forced concentration. Like even when he is outnumbered or outgunned, what he does is he focuses all his forces. When he even when he's outnumbered or outgunned in on a, at a macro scale, he uses he concentrates all his forces on like these choke points, and so he overwhelms the enemy at he overwhelms the enemy locally, if not globally, right? And you can do that. You can even if this isn't the faux humility. Like actually, I honestly I'm not very smart. I don't think I am anyway. It's a terrible thing to say, but I really don't think I am. But I'm not very, and I have limited limited intelligence, well, like we all do, right? But very, I feel I have, in my case, very limited intelligence and very limited energy. But if I can focus my energies and the intelligence that I do have, the intellectual ability that I do have on a specific point, like, you know, it's kind of like bringing the sun's rays into focus, a magnifying glass, even though when you bring them to focus, they can actually, they can burn something. Just these regular sun's rays, just kind of there, you focus and they can burn something. And that kind of force concentration, it's so gratifying and entertaining. And the reason it is because you're not just doing it infinitely. It's because the reason you're able to do that is because there's you put a limit on, there's a cap. The time box is that cap. And so, yeah, I recommend a short, sharp, intense, repeated, but, you know, with long breaks in between SRSing habit, SRSing discipline. I mean discipline in a good way, like trigger discipline, right? SRSing discipline for you. SRS, just, that makes sense. I don't like it. I mean, I like it, I don't like it. It makes it sound like SRSing discipline. Like, it sounds so, you know, trigger discipline is a life or death thing. SRSing, it's fun. Like, it's a game. The reason why games are fun is because you do them, not just the lack of duty, but also the way you do them. Like, if you are like, oh, I got to sit down to 17 hours of gaming, you'd be like, it's, you know, you'd procrastinate. Or we procrastinate things that take too long, and that's, I don't know if you remember or have heard of the procrastination equation by Pierce Steele. Basically, one of the terms in the equation is not delta, just I think it's just a D, it's delay. And what it is basically is tasks that we tend to procrastinate. We're going to procrastinate tasks that take longer, or that we think are going to take longer, will tend to be procrastinated, even though ironically they're, you know, arguably they should be, we should be getting started on them first. And so, like, if you're assuming you're going to spend, again, you know, 45, 60, 90 minutes on your SRSing in one sitting, you're going to have this, like, long SRSing, you have this long slog, you're going to procrastinate that. You're just going to. Whereas, you know, 3 minutes, you can do that now. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, you know, 5 minutes, you can do that right now. Three is like a midpoint, right? So 3 minutes, you can do that right now. Right here, right now, you can do that. You do that, and then you stop, and you come back again, right? So that's how the game is played, hashtag player. That's really how the game is played. Again, yeah. So, what's left of in today? SRS pacing. It's very different from immersion pacing. It's a different mindset. Immersions are a relaxed, super chill. Not even a marathon. It's like the inner tubing down a river, right? You get in, press play, and you get the words into your body, right? Whereas SRSing is very focused. Again, it's a sprint, right? You run your guts out. You leave everything on the field. You run, and you can do that. You can put in that energy because you know there's an end to it. Like, no one can run at top speed forever, but you can run at top speed for 100 meters, maybe 200 meters if you're really good. You can run at top speed. Yeah, run for a finite and predetermined finite amount of time. You give it your all. That's SRSing. Give it your all, then rest, repeat. Right. Very long rest. Give it your all. Rest, repeat. Very long rest compared to your action time, right? Obviously not too long, because otherwise you're not SRSing at all, but a lot longer than you think, right? So again, you know, just an idea. If you were to do one SRS session every waking hour, 5 minutes, that's just an idea. You don't have to do it that way necessarily, but that's, you know, 16 times 5, that's 80 minutes a day SRSing. That's wonderful. That's really good. That's really good. Like I said, I think... for most normal people, 90 minutes a day of that kind of conscious study is the most that's really doable. I mean, on a sustainable basis, right? Like, you know, 4 hours a day, every day, is you know, you 2 hours, 4 hours a day, I don't think it's doable, really. I don't think it's doable, and two, I don't think it's necessary, really. You know, if it were doable, or you find that it is doable for you, go for it. I am not here to stop you at all. Excellence is a great thing. But, you know, for us mere mortals like me, and the majority of people, you're much better off with this type of thing. And again, you know, the reason why games are fun is because no one sets out to game for a long time, no one ever sets out to game for a long time, really. And you're just like, oh, I'm just going to do a bit, you know, a couple of minutes, right? And then a couple more minutes. So that So things that are long, things that are you set out to do that are too long, you do for too long are going to get delayed. And so again, short sessions, short sprints, lots of deleting. It's very important. Very important to delete boring cards in your SRS. I'm trying to enunciate. It's very important to delete boring cards in your SRS. Even if you think, oh, I need to know this, yeah, but you'll find it and learn it another way. This card is failing you. You know, get rid of it. So that is that. Plug for Cerusus. Cerusus has great features, like it's got a new feature called temporal scrolling. Like if you're taking too long on a card, it'll just flip to the next card, put that card in the back, flip to the next card, and you know, bring that other card back sometime later, at a later point. And Cerusus also has stochastic time boxing right there on the front. So right there on the rep area where you do your words, where you're doing your reps, where your cards are at, there's that. So Cerusus has amazing features, amazing. Like, I said this from the beginning of Cerusus' life, Cerusus is what you might call a psycho-ergonomic SRS, in that it's not, you know, the way ergonomic chairs fit the real human body instead of, like, being at right angles. A psycho-ergonomic SRS fits the human mind, that human mindset. You know, it's not, to my knowledge, all the other SRSs out there, Cerusus isn't like, oh, you got all these cards due, you better get these done right now. It's like, no, you're doing what you're doing now. You focus on the here and now. Do this card right now. This card, this rep now. Move on, next rep. You know, it's all about momentum, moving forward, not about yelling at you. And it's got lots of cool gamification too. So definitely make Cerusus your SRS, as I do. Like, I've tried using... I didn't set out, by the way, to make an SRS. Like, I made Cerusus out of necessity. Like, I'd rather not reinvent the wheel, right? Or reinvent it. I'd rather use someone else's if it's better. But they're not, frankly. That's why I use Cerusus. I did try. I was willing to abandon the Cerusus project at one point. But I did not, because the other SRSs out there, I found one thing. So I definitely do recommend you use Cerusus. Any SRS is better than no SRS, and Cerusus is better than any other SRS. Just fact, hashtag facts, bro. Okay, so yeah, that's all I've got for you today. It's been a mouthful, I'm sure. Pacing, important. Just, you know, kind of, in a weird way, relaxed. It's like, instead of like this marathon, no SRS marathons. Sprints, fun, short, sharp, invigorating. Long breaks between, much longer than this, and by long, I mean much longer than the session was, right, as a general principle. So, again, yeah, that's all I've got for you today, right now, right here. Thank you so much for listening to this. I want you to take care. If you got any questions for me, HMU, hit me up. Take care. Bye for now.